are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind him. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What's up, everybody? Week 7, college baseball's in the books. What did we think? Just first thought that comes to your mind, because I know what mine is. Woo damn pig, baby. How about them Hogs with the LSU sweep? Get out of here, Tigers. What's up, hey. Smitty? I see the Indiana shirt has returned. What'd they do this weekend? Win?
Who knows? I don't know. I was down in the sun enjoying myself. I don't know what they did. Probably lost.
They got a big, big midweek matchup tonight, Indiana State.
That is a decent matchup.
Indiana State beat them. I mean, smoked them a couple weeks back.
You give us your Florida Gator report.
Win-loss-win. Saturday, I thought they'd have a slight better showing. I think the freshmen and pitchers are continuing to evolve, and I think Neely on Friday will work out.
You think that's going to be a permanent thing moving forward?
I do, yeah. I mean, you look at Cade. I even said it. Cade slides back into the bullpen role. He threw, I think, 3 1/3 scoreless. He just looked a lot more comfortable. His command was there. And I know it's kind of on a tangent, but they were talking to him pregame, and BT Ripel was like, hey, man, why are you struggling so much in the Friday starting role? And he said, I think I'm getting into my head, like, instead of where last year he was coming out of the pen, he's like, I have to get this guy out, and that's all that matters to get to the next guy. He said, now I'm looking at it like I got to go 6 to 7 innings, and I'm thinking too far ahead, and it's just messing me up. So I think going back into that role of, you know, kind of what Ryan Slater was, Slater will slide. Slater and McNeely will be your closers. Cade will be kind of your setup guy, and then Neely will stay Friday. And I thought outside of the last, you know, fourth inning. Neely just ran out of gas. As long as he gets the endurance up, he'll be fine. But he pitched lights out up until that point.
Smitty, what'd you see this weekend other than a bunch of pina coladas in an ocean?
I'll be honest. I was really busy down there on our little vacation. I did a little bit on Thursday night. I took some games. Saturday, I was really did not pay attention. Sunday, I just kind of looked at scores. I know one thing, Texas, I'm done with them. 3-0 lead quick against Kansas State. And then that, I'm tracking it on my phone. I think the one inning took about 9 hours to get Kansas State out. It was ridiculous. And they put up about 9 runs. So yeah, Texas, I'm very disappointed with them. I'm done with Texas. That's about all I have to say about this pass. And again, I'm going to talk about Kentucky here in a little bit. I was impressed by them and some other teams there. But it was one week that I was not tracking and following and watching as much as I would if I was at home. I was too busy.
It sounds like you held on to the Texas hope about 3 weeks longer than Q and I did.
Yeah.
Updated top 25, no change at the top. Arkansas holds it down, 23-3 record. Clemson slides up to the number 2 slot at 24-3. A&M, Tennessee, Oregon State after USC Trojans handled 2. Did we ever figure out why they canceled game 3? Was Oregon State just so badly embarrassed they wanted to go home early?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought they were playing and just said canceled. It didn't give any reason. It's interesting.
Florida's record looks bad, but they just continue to win on the weekends when it matters most.
Here comes Dallas Baptist. We keep saying,
Dallas Baptist and then North Carolina, which I'll get into in just a little bit. I was really impressed by their showing against Wake Forest, getting the big series sweep. I think this team is legit. I think we talked about it at the end of the show last week. Virginia, North Carolina, those are two teams that I really feel like have it. And if they can make that turn into something in Omaha, we'll see. But they got to get there first. Smitty, I hope you kept your teaser crown from college football because you are donning the crown this week. Congratulations. You had, I think, 5 series predictions correct.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Take that.
Like that.
I will toot my own horn here and say I did pick Kentucky, even though they swept them. Wasn't seeing that happening.
Didn't even pick against your – you picked against the Arkansas Razorbacks.
I know. I would say I've learned my lesson, but we've got Ole Miss coming to town who didn't look good.
Did anybody call? Yeah, okay, so we all got Vanderbilt sweeps right.
Wrong.
Huh?
Wrong. Vanderbilt. Oh, Vanderbilt sweeps.
Yeah, we got that right. And then
I was looking at Alabama when you said Vanderbilt, and for some reason I can't read today. So that's what I thought.
Smitty got the Auburn sweep or the Texas A&M sweep right.
Yeah.
All right.
Smitty's
I like it.
Killing it. Smitty's yeah, killing it. Really good well. Job. No big surprises, I don't feel like, outside of Kentucky getting a sweep. A&M took care of business against Auburn. This Auburn team, man, they're, what, 2 weeks ago were in the top 25. They looked like a formidable team that was going to be able to compete. They just can't win. I don't know what it is. They had to fight back to win that game 3 against Arkansas, but that's their only SEC victory. I think they're in deep trouble. And then you've got LSU right behind them, but with only 2 wins in the SEC. You drop the game to Southern, which leads me into my 3 up, 3 down. I could have done a few different things here for my up. I initially wanted to give it to Arkansas because I thought with what I saw, they proved that they can score. They hit timely hits, and they get on base, and then they make you pay for it. But I think this was more of a testament to how bad LSU is. Runners in scoring position, they cannot score runs. The pitching has been, outside of Luke Holman, has been bad. Arkansas hit them around a pretty fair amount. They're 2-7 in the SEC. 20-10 overall. They just dropped a midweek last night to Southern, 12-7. This is not a good Tigers team. Does the trend continue? Does LSU win the national championship, then turn around and miss Omaha?
Well, I think the trend was even miss the tournament the last few years. Mississippi State and Ole Miss didn't even make the round of 64. No, I think LSU will get into the playoffs. I mean, they're sitting at 20-10. They would really have to drop the season to include midweeks. I mean, I know they're not winning the games, but they have a better record than Florida, you know, for whatever that's worth. I think they're still figuring out. I mean, remember, Gage Jump's young. They're trying to figure out that third spot. They had the same problem last year. Christian Little tried and failed. Thatcher Hurd tried and failed, with the exception of a stellar start in Omaha. You know, I think they're kind of doing what Florida's doing. They're trying to figure out things. I think Florida's doing it better. I think they're a little more, you know, well built for this season. LSU lost a lot of talent. You know, Trey Morgan gone. You know, your second baseman, your right fielder, like, they lost a lot more than Florida did, and just being the best two teams last year. And LSU's just trying to figure it out. I mean, they have a hell of a coach. You know, I think they can at least get to the playoffs. I don't think there's a regression like Ole Miss and Mississippi State, but they're definitely struggling. And I'd be curious to know, like, what's being said, what's Jay Johnson doing. You know, I think Gage Jump is a pretty solid player. I think he'll figure it out towards the end, but they're struggling right now. And one thing that's hurting them is their lack of power. They almost dropped down to like a Kentucky-style offense, when last year they were able to just hit a home run and get 3 to 4 runs back. You protected Tommy White in the lineup, and now he's unprotected. So teams are pitching around him. You know, he didn't have that last year. So your run production's down. It's just new challenges, new adversity. And right now they're not doing well, especially in the SEC.
So my up is North Carolina. I think this is a team you can really buy stock in. And I didn't know how good they would be losing Jake Knapp before the season started. He was going to be their Friday night guy. But this team just figures it out. And imagine if they had him with Folger Boaz going in game 2. I really like North Carolina. They've got a really tough game this weekend against Virginia. But for what I've seen, my money for, I think, plus 3,000 or plus 4,000, you can get them at 2-1 to make the College World Series. I feel like this is a good time to buy into some North Carolina before those odds shift. But Q, another blue blood basketball school, and you're up. I'll let you dissect the Kentucky Wildcats.
Well, we're gonna have to fire the graphic designer.
That's my team.
Yeah. So nice. Smitty, why don't you go?
Okay. So yeah, I put Kentucky up because right now, again, 24-4, 8-1 in the SEC, 13-2. That's okay, Grissom. Don't worry about that. Whoever does that, if that's you or whoever, not a big deal. I like.
We're not gonna drop names.
It's me.
Not maybe it was me. Who knows? Maybe I wanted to get off and go to Texas
A&M. I'm the problem. Here. It's me.
Nah, don't worry about it. No, but the one thing I really like this team, and you know, Q, we talked about it yesterday too. This team is not a team that hits a lot of home runs at all. They kind of play small ball. Pitching's doing okay right now. What they did over Ole Miss over the weekend, they outscored them 37-13. I like how this team plays. So this right now, they're on a good streak. 13-2 at home, 9-1 on the road. So they're hot right now. So my up this week is Kentucky.
And you're down.
You want me to go my down? I went Wake Forest. You know, I think this is a team at the beginning. When you looked at a team, I thought this team was going to be there the whole season. I mean, they could still be there, but I'm just shocked how bad they're playing right now. You know, the team ERA, you look at their pitching coming in, I thought it was going to be a major strength. And they have a team ERA 5.81. Hartle has a 7.50 ERA. He just has not been the guy. So where this team was supposed to be and where they are now, it's thumbs down for me and put them down on my list.
All right, Q.
I think Texas A&M. Yeah, we're just A&M has continued to figure out different ways to win. You know, they've won a 3-2, 2-1 style game. But they can also win, you know, 17-11. They have it all. You know, the Braden Montgomery and Jace Lavallier, a couple other guys. I mean, they're just a dominant team. And I think they have the pieces. You know, they lost to a Florida team who's a good weekend team, but they played Florida really tough, and they're going to obviously play teams like that, you know, in playoff ball. And I think A&M will learn from a loss like that, especially on the road, and they'll figure it out. And I think they're a team that can win the College World Series. And they're built for it. I mean, the pitching, the offense, defensively, they're pretty good. They have a good head coach, and I think they're on the right path. They're probably going to win the West. I say probably. I mean, it's just does Arkansas and A&M have a series?
Yes, we do. In College Station near the end of the season.
I think that's pretty much going to decide the SEC West. I think the East is still kind of up for grabs. I think Kentucky's slightly overrated. I think when they play the harder teams in the SEC, it'll get a little bumpier for them. Vanderbilt, I think the same thing. When they play some tough teams, I don't know how I consider how tough South Carolina is, but when you start playing like Arkansas, Tennessee, Florida, it's going to be a little different. So I think the East is going to beat each other up, but I think the West is far and away Arkansas and Texas A&M's up for grabs. And then my down, Georgia Tech. You know, Drew Burris, obviously the phenom freshman, has looked really well, but he's a true freshman. He can only carry the team so far. I kind of call this team. Now there are, you know, obviously they're 16-10. I thought they'd be, you know, more of a 500 team. They started off really hot, and they actually started making me question my preseason judgment of them. Like, man, maybe I did swing and miss on this team, but just back-to-back brutal weekend series for them. It just tells you they're coming back down to earth and they're, you're starting to see the real Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets here. They're young. They've got like 35 new guys on the team, and you could see the problems start to arise. And they're good problems, right? I mean, they're obviously winning games, and they're just trying to figure it out. But they're kind of fraudulent right now in terms of contending, if that would be the term to use. And right now they got to be down until they win a weekend series.
Going back to A&M, you were talking about how they end the season with Arkansas, and that may decide who wins it or at least wins the West. This reminds me a lot of last season. You know, Arkansas had to go to Nashville. They took on Vanderbilt in the last series. Once they won game one, and I don't remember if they'd clinched the SEC or if they had at least clinched a tie with Florida. But then they kind of let off the gas a little bit, and they lost the next two. So I'm wondering if that's going to be a lot of the same case in this series. If Arkansas just needs one or A&M needs one, if they'll take it and then cruise on the rest of them. Crutch, thanks for watching. I don't know if I'm sold on Kentucky yet. I agree. They're going to get they're going to get tested this weekend against Alabama. I think that's going to be a really good series. Obviously, it's a top 25 matchup, so we'll have a preview for it. But that should be a good one.
Matt, I think if Arkansas would have went 2-1 in that last series, where they went 1-2, the only way Florida would have won it, they had to sweep. And they actually played Kentucky, and they went 2-1. And that's what ended up getting you the tie with them, is Florida won the series. You guys lost the series. And then I don't remember how, but didn't Arkansas in the tiebreaker get the 1 seed in the tournament and Florida got the 2? Does that ring a bell? All right. But I don't remember what the tiebreaker was. I guess runs 4 and runs allowed.
I can't remember.
However, it shook out. They were a tie, but Arkansas had the higher seed. Not that I don't think it really matters in SEC play, the top 2 seeds really. But
so going back real quick before I get to the next graphic, top 25 rankings. This is I enjoy looking at the odds because a lot of times they won't shift. I feel like they're kind of asleep behind the wheel as far as the sports books are concerned. You see Texas A&M, Clemson, Tennessee, all at the very top. You go
Tennessee's
over
dipped a little bit.
And now you look at the shortest shots that are up on Bet Rivers. And you've still got LSU in there. You've got Wake Forest. Obviously, we're not telling you to play those, but this would mean that the theoretical hold on the rest of this field, I mean, there's still spots that you may want to grab a team. Like Kentucky is plus 800 right now just to make the College World Series. Don't know if they're going to make it. Don't know if they're legit, but you can guarantee yourself that if they beat Alabama in this upcoming series, those odds are going to get cut at least in half. Georgia, another team that I feel like is so close to being on the top 25, they get a good opportunity to show it, and then they fall on their face. They're 8-1. North Carolina, like I said earlier, they're 2-1. Virginia's plus 175. Florida State's plus 150. And then Texas A&M, who's your third best team as far as the rankings go, they're plus 140. They're the 9th shortest shot. So I feel like they're asleep at the wheel over at Bet Rivers. They're not updating these odds. There's no way LSU should be the 2nd shortest shot right now.
I don't know if they'll jump, but I think you said one of the best teams right now value-wise. I think it's Virginia. They figured out their bullpen issue. You know, they're flipping between Jay Woolfolk and Kevin Jaxel on the Sunday game. But Cullen McKay being able to step in on Friday and then being able to push Evan Blanco to Saturday gives that team such an advantage in the first 2 games. And then I'll say it again, this offense is more consistent. To me, they have more power, and they score a lot more than last year's team. You know, you look at a couple guys last year, Teal and I'm drawing a blank, the third baseman anyways. They had a lot of power, but they struck out a lot. I'm not seeing this Virginia squad strike out. I'm seeing all of them produce, and they're scary. You know, Brian O'Connor is a hell of a coach. There's a reason he's already in some Hall of Fames, and he's still actively coaching. Virginia, if they continue this figured out bullpen and guys continue to step up from the mound perspective, which I think they'll just get better and better, they're a team that the plus 175 looks to be a steal because they know how to play postseason ball. It doesn't scare them. They're probably going to play in Charlottesville in the regionals and supers, which gives them a huge advantage, and they're probably going to be there. And I'll be honest, I look at this team in 2015, their pitching staff was brutal. Their top 2 guys, season ending injury, Brian O'Connor's throwing his hands up, like getting ready to do team tryouts in April for kids on the campus. He figures out a way to pitch and they win the College World Series. That's almost how this felt when we saw the Miami series, as well as the Wake Forest, when it was like they were throwing us 3 out there in the mid innings, and they figured it out and they're looking dangerous.
We're about to find out if Vandy deserves to be where they are. I don't think they do either, Crutch.
I don't either.
At LSU, I think so. I'll get right into that, but the SEC series pick'em should be good this week, and I like LSU a lot in this. I think Vanderbilt finally gets called out. The hats off to Tim Corbin. He's kind of built that legacy of you can always find the Commodores in the top 10 preseason, and as long as they don't have a bunch of losses, they're going to stay there. But Smitty, I'm coming for you this weekend.
Come get the crown, boys.
Here's the weekend lineup for week eight. These are the ones that we're going to have the previews for. Thursday games, you've got Ole Miss, Arkansas, and then Vanderbilt, LSU will start on Thursday as well. The rest of them are going to be Friday starts. Pretty loaded slate once again. I think Texas A&M, South Carolina has the makings of being a really good series.
Oh, that's one of my favorite of the weekend.
Does Auburn finally get an SEC series win? They've got a gauntlet of the schedule hosting Tennessee. If they can't get it, it's going to be tough to win two out of three against Tennessee with the arms that they've got. No clue on A.J. Russell how much longer he's going to be out. Billy Amick, what, he have his appendix removed?
He'll probably be out again.
No telling how long he'll be out. But that Alabama-Kentucky series, I think that one's going to tell us everything we need to know about this Kentucky squad. And then Miami, the little shocker of the ACC. I feel like they always steal one. They get Duke, which should be another good series that I hope Duke takes care of business, because I really need them to stay in the top 10 just for my futures tickets on them. But
that one will be played in Durham, so it won't be back at their new home field. So little North venue Carolina. Change there. Yeah.
North Carolina, Virginia. That's
I like Wake Forest, Virginia Tech. You know, Virginia Tech's a team that's playing really well right now. And, you know,
they mashed the ball, man.
Let's see if Wake Forest can finally get it figured out with some things here. I think that's one that's going to be really one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, Virginia Tech's strength of schedule is 153. I feel like they've beaten up on a lot of bad opponents, but that'll be a tough series for them. But I also feel like Wake Forest – Q, I think you were maybe a weekend early on Wake. I think you said last week you felt like this was when the Demon Deacons get back and get right.
Yeah, I don't think they do this week.
I feel like this is the weekend that they do it. I feel like they win this series somehow or another.
If it was at home, I'd feel that. But, man, I think this Wake Forest team that we've seen is the team that we're going to get. I don't know. I mean, Burns gets rocked on the Friday, which I don't think anybody saw coming. Hartle still kind of struggled, in my opinion. Yeah, they get Cole rolling back, but to this point, their issues have been offensively. Like,
yeah, I don't think the bullpen 276 is a team average. I mean,
I don't think Cole Rowland's arrival is really what's going to make or break this team, because, you know, outside of Hartle, I thought the pitching staff has done relatively well with keeping them in games. It's the offense that can't do anything. And so I think Virginia Tech's going to be looking to potentially knock them out and maybe crack the top 10. And it's at home. I think Blacksburg will be live for this because it's a ranked matchup. Carson DeMartini, I mean, the whole team matches. They're one of the league-leading teams in home runs. And great Friday night starter from Smitty and I's local area. I just think Wake Forest drops out. I think they're like TCU right now. They're going to drop out of the top 25, personally.
All right, and then the SEC series pick 'em will be tight once again, I feel like. So go ahead and start your prep, and if we don't have any more comments, that'll close out the show. But we're rolling right along. Week 8.
Hey, can I ask you one theoretical?
Yeah.
Do you think the 2024 Arkansas is similar to the 2021 they lost to Mississippi State, who eventually won the national title? Does that scare you at all?
2021 team, we didn't lose a series in the SEC.
Yeah, and then they lost to Mississippi State, right? In Supers?
No, that was the year that we were eliminated by NC State in the Super Regional.
Oh, okay. All right. With that being said, yeah, that's right, because NC State ended up getting kicked out of Omaha due to COVID.
Yeah. Which was
bullshit. But do you have worries of that?
I mean, obviously you have the worry of being the number one overall seed. You don't really want that. But on the flip side, I feel like so many things in the off season, I mean, we talked about it. It all aligned where I feel like this is Arkansas's year to do it. This is the one that Dave Van Horn needs to win. And all the way from Ben Upton's like geographical theory with the longitude and latitude to just being the team of destiny this year, we've got all of the parts. It's all going to be just when they click, and we got to make sure that they click at the right time. But yeah, I mean, if we drop a series or two throughout the season and we're in, you know, number two, number three, I'm not going to complain about it. But as of right now, I mean, we're doing what we have to do. And
drop a series and let Clemson get the one seed.
So yeah, like throw a series.
Somebody
on Twitter, the LSU fan, he was like, "Congrats on your championship" or something. And I'm like, "What? What do you want us to do? We're happy we swept y'all. Take it as respect.
I mean, we're not supposed to lose."
Yeah, what do you want us to lose? Like, come on. I'm trying to relish every chance we get to watch Hagan Smith. I agree. I mean, he is just having a hell of a year. And who would have thought after giving up a three-run homer in his first inning ever this season against James Madison? But and apparently that means we're not a good team.
Hey, when James Madison beat him in that one game, I didn't even think they were going to make the tournament.
I know.
Jeez, it was icy there for a minute. 38-degree temperatures.
Return all my Razorback memorabilia.
Couldn't feel your hands. Couldn't see the tournament. Jeez, it got rough.
Oh. All right,
I got nothing. That was my last thing.
All right. Smitty, you have anything else to close it out?
No, not at all. I think it's going to be exciting, and it is. I just looked at the calendar. I'm like, wow, this season's flying by.
Yeah, that's what he said yesterday.
In recovery mode.
Any collegiate t-shirt purchases we should know about?
I joked yesterday with Q and said, you know, I bought this, jinxed a team. I should buy another one. If there's a team you don't like, let me know.
Send me
I'll
a shirt.
Buy a t-shirt and maybe I'll jinx them too. So let me know. Let me know. The curse of Todd Smith buying the t-shirts.
Love it.
All right, guys. We'll see you later on this week for the preview show for week 8. Thanks.